880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. It's going to be a great show today. We've got a super-duper show. We're going to talk about spirituality, prosperity, and business. That's the second half of the show. It's brought to us by The Sacred Space. We've got Carlos Ayani. He's their marketing partner. In the first half of the show, we've got international import and export. We've got Ed Marsh. He's with American Express exporting expert. And we've also got David Rosen. He's the founder and CEO of Kira Labs in Pompano Beach. It's going to be an excellent show. International trade and spirituality, positive energy. My gosh, I think we're going to talk about how people can really make money. So stick with us. We're going to have a great show. You're going to learn today how you can make money and have a better life all in one. I don't think it gets better than that. Reagan, take it away.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match.
All right, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, especially when it's so hot out there. You want to make sure you've got the best smoking deal that you can get, and you can get that from Warren Henry. You've got to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You've got Audi up in Gainesville, and they've got all the great nameplates down in their new store in Key West. And what do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Reagan, rock it!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, are you in real estate? Do you need cash? Well, if you do, you give me a call right now at 305-6300. Why? Because we are private lenders. We can help you bridge from today until tomorrow. That's right. We'll do loans from... Hello? Did you lose me, Reagan? We can do loans from $150,000 to $1.35 million. That's right. Great deals for you. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When one in 9,800 children drown and one in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that one in three girls and one in five boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we had a little bit of a technical problem, but we've got that fixed now. We've got Ed Marsh. He's with American Express Exporting. He has in-depth experience on a number of continents in various capacities in industry. He founded and managed a startup in India, and he successfully built channels throughout Latin America. He is founder and principal at Coniceum Global Business Advisors. In May 2016, the U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Penny Pritzker, presented Ed with the President's E Award for Export Service at a ceremony in Washington. We've also got David Rosen. He's the founder and CEO of Kira Labs, Inc. in Pompano Beach, Florida. Ed shares with us key learning tips for businesses to get started on or expand their exporting journey, and David's going to talk about his exporting success as South Florida business owner. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it's my pleasure. Ed, why don't we get started with you? Why don't you tell us a little bit about the event that you ran a couple of months ago, and we can learn a little bit about that, and that sets a template for us.
Absolutely. And then I can tell you the star of the show is going to be David. I love hearing him tell his story about how he's grown his business internationally. It's a classic story, and it really ties in so well with the themes of the American Express Quote Global program. So the event that we ran in Miami a couple months ago was actually, I think, the third time that we've been in Miami for Grow Global with different kinds of programs in conjunction with the strategic partner, the Department of Commerce. And the Grow Global event that we held in March really focused on providing insights for small businesses that, you know, may be thinking about exporting, may have started to do a little bit of it, may not be quite ready to take the plunge. Maybe they've heard some of the myths that exist about how you can't get paid and how logistics are so complicated. But the cool thing about the Miami market, the reason it's always great to come back there, as the seventh largest export market in the U.S., there's so much local infrastructure. There's so much knowledge and passion and expertise to help small businesses get started exporting that it's a great place to come.
Now, what's American Express's role other than a sponsor? How can they help people with the exports?
So American Express started their Grow Global program about 3 years ago. For anybody that wants some more detail on it, the best place to go is openforum.com/growglobal. And the program is really built, there's a number of legs to the stool. There are events like the event that we held in Miami and we've held in other cities around the country. There's mentoring that's available, and there's a large volume of material, insight guides and articles and other things available on the open forum that businesses can download and learn about how to find the right experts to advise them in their export program, what government programs are available to help, what resources are out there to help them, how to use their website, the internet, and David will certainly talk more about this, as a phenomenal tool to help small businesses export. So American Express really has built this whole ecosystem for small and mid-sized businesses around this export topic, working in conjunction with the Department of Commerce, which has that strategic partnership with them.
Okay, well, David, the bar is set pretty high. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you learned and how you've implemented it in your business?
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks for having me today. I hope I can live up to Ed's words there. You know, we've learned a lot. It's been 15 years. You can hear it's quite odd to have someone with a foreign accent talking about American export, and especially American export and manufacturing. I've been here over 17 years. And very grateful to have grown a beautiful family and a great business here. Literally came to the country with very little except a university degree and started manufacturing in my garage and focusing on e-commerce. What I've learned is that, in particular, export is not a daunting concept. It's another method of doing business, and one has to be sensitive to the different needs and requirements of that. Once you can get over those hurdles, those fears, really, there are so many opportunities and assistance providers, such as American Express and the government consulates and so on, that one can really get up and running in an efficient manner. But there are a lot of speed bumps along the way that one has to be concerned about.
Tell me a story about one of the speed bumps that you encountered and how you were able to solve the problem.
Oh, that's a great question. Speed bumps pop up all the time. Speed bumps pop up all the time. Some of the most recent ones that I've seen are things as simple as documentation and nomenclature in terms of the what we're sending and what another country expects that it is. One of the more recent ones was we actually export to many different countries, including one of the hot topic ones, Russia, at the moment. They've actually been very successful for us in distributing our cosmetic products. And having our products stuck on the tarmac there in the middle of their winter, in fact, was one of the greatest challenges I've seen in quite a while. I was lucky enough to have contacted the U.S. consulate on the commercial services side that was able to bridge the gap and make clear that the products we were presenting and that were literally stuck in limbo were just general cosmetic products and not drug-regulated products themselves. So sometimes it's just when the customs officials are looking at a product, they can't discern an apple to an orange. They just see it all as one big thing, and they're happy to put it to the side and say, you're going to pay us a fee. And until you've paid that fee, we're not letting your product out. And that's where you really have to become very left-handed or left-brained, as I like to say, and you have to think about, how am I going to deal with this situation by using tools to the left and the right of me? And in that case, it was reaching out to the consulate services, who directed us to the right people. They were able to move logistically. And at the same time, I had to go and find the right interpreter to represent us, to get the product have the product released to our distributors. And that's just one of many different examples. I mean, if you know, in going back to the beginning, where I think a lot of the listeners might even be when it comes to export, is something as simple as, how do you prepare your products for export in terms of just wrapping that pallet and putting the right documentation in the right place? Is it how do you create a commercial invoice? How do you know what your class of your products are? A lot of those things are available online, and I'm a big believer and a big proponent of research. Tremendous amount of research is available now. You know, when we started it in the early 2000s, the late 1990s even, it wasn't as accessible. But today we're very blessed to have a world of information at our fingertips when it comes to these type of speed bumps.
Well, I would have to also believe that one of the other things that's a challenge is that every place you're sending it to and every place you're getting it from has completely different rules coming in and going out, and knowing those is a challenge in and of itself, and having a person that's an expert, oh, I'm going to say the word, expediter, really comes in handy.
Absolutely. You've got to reach out. One really wants to have a connection with where the product is going, and also understand what are the concerns from those custom side of the business, as well as the marketplace as well, to understand the normal customs and methodologies that are used. I mean, the way that we send a product to a place as simple as Canada, you would think, is completely different to, for example, sending it to Europe in the UK. Registration concerns, documentation, things of that nature. What we have found is that freight forwarders are an easy go-to resource often, and those are the people that specialize in moving freight, and they're often more than happy to direct businesses to the right person in the right place with the experience to help them expedite their product moving on a global scale.
This is great stuff. Ed, David, can you guys stick with us and do another segment?
Absolutely.
All right, well, listen, this is where I play a little music, but this is great business. I hope everybody will stick with us. We're learning stuff that you can implement in your business today and use it tomorrow. And remember, the second half of the show, we're going to talk about spirituality and prosperity. It's going to be an excellent back end to this, so stick with us. Regan, play us a little rock and roll here. I really love that song. You know, we're really teeing it up for the second half of the show with that one, because we're going to talk about core experiences and core spirituality. And that song was The Core by Eric Clapton. Hey, When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, what are you going to do if you need a loan for your real estate? Maybe you want to get some cash out to start your import-export business. You know, I have a lot of low leverage on your real estate. What do you do? You call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. If you need a loan, if you've got a special situation, I can help you. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got overseas borrowers. They need to get financed. You can't find a good loan for them. Well, we've got them. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, we can get your international buyer financed. Even after they've closed, we can help them pull cash out. Maybe you're a real estate investor and you have a bunch of low leverage on real estate and you want to use some of that cash for a real estate deal. Well, I can help you pull that money out and deploy it. Maybe you're a developer and you're building some spec homes, some high-end spec homes or some in-town townhomes. We can help you get financed. If you've got a creative real estate transaction need for capital, I can help. Spectrum Mortgage, 305-773-6300 is my direct line, or you can call us at 305-444-3666 at the office. But if you call Jim at 305-773-6300 with your special situation real estate request, why would you call me, you say? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Burger and beer. Two things that go together, like Stanton and home runs. Burger and Beer Fridays are back at Marlins Park. Enjoy a mouth-watering burger paired up with a refreshing craft beer this Friday. Savor this tasty deal starting at just $30, including your admission to the park.
Play ball!
Burger, beer, ball game. That's a home run. To purchase your tickets, visit marlins.com/burger today. Let's play.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch. Right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Well, we've got two for one. We've got Ed Marsh. He's with the American Express Exporting Group. He's the winner of the President's E Award, which is the highest recognition any U.S. entity can receive for making a significant contribution to the expansion of U.S. exports. High five to you for being a great American in that regard, Ed. And we've got David Rosen, founder and CEO of Kira Labs, Inc. from Pompano Beach. He's talking to us about his on-the-ground examples of being in the import-export business. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Ed, I walked into the event. I'm sitting in the front row because I'm the nerdy guy that sits in the front row. I always ask a lot of questions. What a surprise. What's the first thing that you start out the session with?
We start the session with actually generally a speaker that's talking about disruption. Somebody that talks about how to look at your business differently, because for many companies, to really embrace exporting requires a different look at their business. And then kind of we go from that right into a discussion about how the internet completely changes small business exports. You know, it used to be when I started my company in India, when people exported years ago, you had to do all this research and basically guess on a market and go there and open an office and pour money into it and hope you're right.
people like David have built their businesses using an entirely different approach, using the internet and e-commerce to let the buyers from around the world find them and gradually begin to sell internationally and develop markets as they found the opportunities. So that's really a focus of a lot of what we talk about during these events, is how companies can leverage this amazing power to export almost without the traditional risk and speculation that was required to do it, and you know what people often think of in terms of the hassles of exporting.
Wow, so David, he set you up again. I don't know, did you pay this guy? Give him some notes? I don't know. But so tell me, what's your experience with the internet and helping to build your business? Wow, that's a softball. You should be able to hit right out of the park.
Absolutely. That's a great question. And yes, it's a pleasure always speaking with Ed. I actually find myself learning more from Ed than actually speak when I'm speaking. In particular, it's very interesting. You know, being online in the late 90s, early 2000, you know, didn't really recognize the power that we had at our fingertips. The essence of it is that I've always said that the digital landscape is a real key to success. It allows you to have a beacon to the marketplace. If you can imagine, you know, one person, you might want to hang a shingle outside your office, and everyone that drives by, you want to measure foot traffic and so on. But when you're talking about online, it allows you to present yourself in a way. Obviously, you want it to fall into line with who you really are and what your value proposition is, but it allows you to present yourself in a way where you're competing on almost an even playing field for that foot traffic. So, for example, when you're looking at a niche product, and when I say niche, we're talking about not competing with maybe some of the major players in an industry. When you're advertising or even just promoting a product online, making yourself a presence, you're allowing yourself to be found. And that's one of the first steps that are absolutely crucial to recognize, that maybe your website needs to also have the ability to be translated into a foreign language, for example, something as simple as that. As well, you have the reverse, of course, where online allows you to research different marketplaces as well. I always throw caution when you have some random person email you and say, hey, I want to place the world's biggest order that you've ever seen. You really have to understand their marketplace, their distribution channels. And that doesn't always require you having to hop on a plane and, as Ed was saying, fly out there and open an office. There are a lot of steps that can be taken just by using the power of being online to understand who are the players in the industry and what products are actually moving and what the demographics are.
So then what do you think is the best type of product to market that way? I mean, you know, we import and export here everything from clay tiles to sophisticated internet services and security services. What do you think lends itself best to being marketed internationally on the internet?
That's a great question.
I'm just pulling this out of my mind.
That's a great question. Go ahead, Ed.
Success exporting bomb shelters to Japan right now. I mean, you can.
Oh, ouch.
If you're online and you make a great product that fits a need somewhere in the world, you will be able to find buyers and to export it. Whether it's a CPG product or a B2B product, there's tremendous opportunity. Buyers will find you.
You know, that's
the most important thing. I would concur on that one for sure. Right product, right place, right time.
We have the ability to directly access them. What's a good message that you've used in the past, David, that was effective for you in getting your market message out?
Oh, by far, made in America. One of the most important aspects to it that's often overlooked. Living here in the States, you know, we sometimes take for granted how blessed we are and how fantastic the products and the quality that we make are here. The tremendous advantage in the marketplace that Kira Labs has in saying that our products are 100% American made, even the materials we use to make our products, that gives us such a tremendous advantage. There is an aspirational quality where the rest of the world is still and continues to be looking towards America for quality and style and fashion. And leveraging the Made in America is by far one of the greatest gifts just by being here that someone looking to export can utilize.
Well, sure. I think mass media is responsible for bringing down the Iron Curtain. Everybody wanted to have what we have. I really think that if they were able to pipe that into some of the hot spots of the world today, and we could assure them that they'd be able to live a convenient and comfortable life like an American, I think that they'd jump at that. So, you know, I think that part of what Ed's done in helping us and American Express export United States culture and products around the globe really does help make the world smaller, safer, and more peaceful. We've only got a couple minutes left, Ed. What do you think you would give as a tip? We've got some people that have probably joined since we started. What's a good tip that you can give somebody that's looking to get into the international trade business? And plug American Express if you want. It's okay.
So I'd say three things. First, again, as far as the American Express program goes, folks can go to openforum.com/growglobal. And there's a huge amount of resources that are there. Number two, I think what you've heard as a theme throughout David's conversation is that he's become expert in knowing the resources that are available and leveraging those resources at a federal, state, and local level. There's a lot of export assistance out there. There's a lot of expertise and information. There's a lot of people that want to help you succeed. So let them do that. Just, you know, figure out who they are and talk to them. And then third, this is obviously a big revenue opportunity. There's a great chance to grow sales, but there's a lot of other benefits that come to small businesses from exporting. In a tight labor market, many potential employees love working for global companies. They see an opportunity to be engaged and opportunities for advancement. There's diversification. There's lessons learned in other markets that you can turn into new product applications and new opportunities to open other markets. So there's a lot of benefits beyond just the revenue. I think that's what I would advise companies.
And David, one last word from you. If you were going to tell somebody, we're sitting here, we're having coffee, and I'm looking to get into the international marketing business, what would you say to me just as a first tip?
As a first tip? Not to be negative, but sell everywhere. Don't be fooled. If it's too good to be true, it's too good. So it's important to do things like test, be lean, work with a small order up front and make sure that you're getting timely payments. And, of course, know your customer. Really research the distribution channels in depth and have a strategy that goes even beyond that one-off sale where you're talking about a forecast and a plan.
Oh, yeah. I think that's very important. Having a plan is always important. Working the plan is almost a... something I say to a degree that has become cliche. And I also think that one of the things that American Express probably adds to the whole transaction, and Ed, maybe you can bear this out, is security. Ed, does American Express kind of help you if you work with them, make sure that your transaction is secure?
So American Express obviously has a lot of great payment options and foreign exchange assistance for companies that are selling in foreign currency. They've got a lot of products, obviously, to help with secure payment for sure.
Listen, this has been great. I hope that you guys will come back again. This has absolutely been terrific. We need to do more international trade on the show and more on the station. And I hope that you guys will come back and talk to us more about some good tips in the future. I want to thank the folks that really have helped us put us together this show today. And Ed and David, thank you so much for being part of Freed on Business.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. It was a blast.
All right. Well, listen, Regan's spinning it up in the background. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back, and we're going to get spiritual and prosperous with my good friend Carlos. We're going to talk to him. He's brought to us today by our friends at the Sacred Space. So please, Regan, start laying the groundwork and get us all rocking and spiritual.
It's a beautiful.
And you know, it's also a beautiful day when you're at the Warren Henry showroom, one of their stores, because they're terrific people, and we love being part of the Warren Henry family. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar here in South Florida. They've also got Lamborghini up in Broward, and they've got Audi in Gainesville and all kinds of great nameplates at their new store in Key West. I can't wait to go to Key West. My wife is thinking about going down there and getting a Jeep, but they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. By now, you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Warren and Blue,
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, everybody. What happens if you need real estate capital and you need some creative solutions? Well, you call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. You know, we can do a bridge loan up to $15 million. What does that mean? That means maybe you've got something where you're going to try to make some changes. Maybe you want to add value to it with some improvements, but you need some cash. You give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. We'll get you cash out of your property. If you have low leverage and you want to take some money out and do a business deal, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Our focus is on Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe County. That's right. We love the Keys. My partner has a plane. Can you imagine flying over the Keys to do loans? That's what we do all the time. What do? You give me a call at 305-773-6300. Commercial, that's what we finance. If it's a residential property, we'll take a look at that too. Maybe you need a construction loan. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you out. We provide an approval the same day you call. One person makes the decision. We're a private lender, and that is the definition of a private lender. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because if you call me, it's all about you.
Burger and beer. Two things that go together, like Stanton and home runs. Burger and Beer Fridays are back at Marlins Park. Enjoy a mouth-watering burger paired up with a refreshing craft beer this Friday. Savor this tasty deal starting at just $30, including your admission to the park.
Play ball!
Burger, beer, ball game. That's a home run. To purchase your tickets, visit marlins.com/burger today. Let's play!
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Southbound 95 at Sheridan Street, crash blocking three right lanes. Also eastbound 595 at 441. Crash blocking two right lanes. Crash southbound turnpike before Kendall Drive. The right lane blocked. The support of service of the Foundation for a Better Life. That's your South Florida traffic.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, I'm going to butcher his last name, but we've got Carlos Anaya. Carlos and I, he's the marketing partner with our friends at the Sacred Space. The Sacred Space is bringing him direct to us today. We're going to talk about his event that he's running on Monday, right? Monday. All right. It's going to be learn how to become a magnet for your deepest desires. We're going to have tips about true prosperity and how that helps you in a holistic positive vibe and execution of your whole business. My gosh, I can't get it right myself. Carlos, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about what's coming up at the Sacred Space. Look at you. What are you doing? Facebook Live back at me?
Yes, thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here, and I'm so delighted to be part of this experience. What an amazing show to be elevated and keep up uplifted. So I'm so glad to be part of your show, and what an amazing audience. I feel the energy in this room.
Well, you're bringing part of the energy to the room, Carlos. I mean, come on, you're absolutely on fire all the time. You've got that thing around your neck, which I still don't know what those things are. You know, my first time I met you was at my first yoga class. I had worked out the day before, 2 hours before I went to the yoga class. Then I went to the yoga class. It was a three-hour yoga class, but it was absolutely amazing. I mean, you know, that Sacred Space, what you and Carla have done out there and the events that you have with all the people you're bringing is just amazing. And, oh, by the way, all the proceeds for this event, I want to thank you, are going to help Vivian in her quest to find a kidney donor and to get healthy and strong so that when that donor does materialize, she's ready to receive the kidney. I personally want to thank you, Carlos. Vivian will probably come in later and give you a kiss. I know that. Now, Carlos, tell us a little bit about what's going on at the event.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned the word Vivian, because Vivian is an angel that has come to our lives to be men and women of service. You know, the idea of being prosperous is not just about how much money we can get, but how much money we can give. And definitely Vivian is an instrument for us to really understand what prosperity is all about. Prosperity is not just about money, but it's also about healthy relationships. It's about building authentic relationships, conscious communication. So it's just more than just money. And the idea of a conscious prosperity is true prosperity. It's about becoming a man of service. And I'm going to give you nine rules of how to be a conscious entrepreneur. The reason why there's so much lack in this country and in this society is that we're lacking the idea of being a man of service. And we have to learn how to be a conscious entrepreneur so we can make a difference in the planet.
Boy, are you getting
excited? Yes.
You're knocking all my Facebook stuff all over here, Carlos. You're getting really excited, but I'm loving it. This is great stuff. And I know that I went to the event with Vivian. We went to an event with Vivian. I didn't know what it was. My first yoga event, they were very spiritual. They made a circle, and then they put Vivian in, and they made a spiritual healing circle. And then I walked out to talk to somebody about, you know, I worked with these people to help find a kidney, and the thing had already been going on for 2 hours. I figured it was almost over. I got up and I walked up to talk to the people about the kidney, and I told them, you know, they're doing singing and chanting in there. The lady goes, well, you should probably go back in there. I go, ah! She goes, go back in there. I go back in there. They've got Vivian surrounded in a circle, and then they invited me in. And let me tell you, it was the most beautiful thing that I've ever experienced, being surrounded by 15, 20, 25 individuals that I didn't know. It turns out all of them are very high-end, very experienced yogis, yoga people. And then they started to fire off in like this, I call it the Heisman Trophy position, this energy on Vivian and then eventually on me. And I had like a 15 tissue event, you know. And then they started telling me how it's hard for me to say it, how I inspired them. And I guess in listening to what your preamble was, it's maybe because of demonstrating what you just described.
Yes, and let me go back to the basic, you know, the basic of what Kundalini Yoga is about. Kundalini Yoga is the yoga of awareness. It's the yoga, it's the mother of all yogas, because it encompasses the physical, the emotional, the mantras, and it's like a combo, you know. It's the technology of angles and triangles. So when you use this technology, it elevates your life in so many different ways, emotionally, spiritually, financially, also deals with addictions, deals with anxiety and depression, as you know. More than 65% of this country suffers from anxiety and depression. And Kundalini can help people to have a better quality of life. And Kundalini does that.
Now, you know, talk about anxiety. I passed out on the floor on Sunday, hit my head, was in the hospital for 3 days. That's why we're having a little bit of a technical issue here today. We're doing this from the studio in my house, not the regular studio. And I want to thank you, by the way, for coming and making the accommodation for me today. So I need this. I've discovered it. I've started to plug in. And in fact, one of your instructors has really been helping me get in touch with my inner, I'm going to maybe use the word wrong, chakra?
Yes.
Okay. And helping to calm me down. And I want to first of all thank Carla from the Sacred Space for helping me to get together with all of the different people that are starting to come together and are going to be teaching at this. So Kundalini?
Yes.
Kundalini Yoga. You said there were seven things that we needed to know. Can you roll those out at me, at least a couple, before we go to break, and then we'll have some more to talk about afterwards.
Okay, so before we go after the break, so what is that we're doing on Monday? So basically, we're going to talk about the greatest challenge that we have is that we don't know how to be prosperous. We think that we're prosperous, but really, what is prosperity? And that's what we're going to explore on Monday, true prosperity. And this workshop will introduce you to the concept of prosperity from a holistic perspective, from a holistic doctor, which is Natalia Lanza, which is an amazing Kundalini teacher, and this man of service, Carlos Anaya Charansin, which will explore the executive minds for consciousness business networking to help you align your values with your vision and to create a divine conscious return on investment. What a better idea to be a conscious entrepreneur. And there's seven tips of how to be a spiritual entrepreneur. First, you know, the question is, what is a spiritual entrepreneur? Basically, is to be a man of service, to provide a service from a place of love and compassion. And that is what makes a unique entrepreneurship skills compared to the traditional entrepreneurs. And also, how do you get there is the normal question that we'll have to ask people. Well, you know, how can I provide a service to help others? How can I ease suffering? And also, how can I create beauty? That's one of the ideas of how to develop a spiritual entrepreneurship mindset. So it's really interesting. And I will give you the 7 tips after the break. 7 tips to become a conscious entrepreneur.
Well, we got a few minutes to the break come, so I guess we're going to talk about some spirituality. You know, the first thing is that I've always been very involved in the community. It's been something that's really been important to me. Another one of the things that I do in the community to stay involved is I mentor a lot of young people. No one ever really helped me along the way, and I found it to be very rewarding to help people. You know, they come and they get, come on in here, Vivian. Come on, bring some of your hot spirituality with us. A lot of the people bring their things to the table, but they don't help people. They don't take advantage of the opportunity to share their knowledge with people that are coming up. And I've got to tell you, as I had a meeting with a gentleman just a couple weeks ago, he says, oh my gosh, I'm having problems. My business isn't as strong as it was, blah, blah, blah. I said, how many people under 40 have you met with in the last month? He goes, none. I go, well, there you go. Where are your new ideas coming from? Where are your new business things coming from? Who are you helping get ahead? You know, pay it forward isn't really just a term that's thrown around anymore. It's really something that's important. And as our culture continues to evolve and change, this spirituality is becoming the currency of what people really want. They see all the things that are out there, and they have things. They can get a bigger car. They can get a bigger house. They can get bigger food. But they really can't get a bigger heart unless they work on it. And this is the place to work on a bigger heart.
And that's the 3 tips that I'm going to give you how to do that. First, you have to think big, because people think that we don't have enough, that it wouldn't happen, that we stop dreaming, that that's plenty for now, who will pay for it? So the first tip to be a spiritual entrepreneur is to think big, to think outside the box. A lot of people live in the scarcity mode, know that we're not in a survival mode. We're in an expansion mode. And when you elevate your frequency, you attract the right clients, you attract the right relationships, you attract a conscious communication level, and you also speak from the heart. Authentic relationships. If your dreams don't scare you, you can think big. And let me show you how to do that. Look, if your dreams don't scare you, then it's not big enough. And that's the first step to be a spiritual entrepreneur.
Well, I broke that in front of your face. But
yes.
That's the sign in our house. It's what I look at every morning before I meditate for 15 minutes in our living room. I look at this sign, I hold my wife's hand, and we think about this, and we dream big. We're not stopping till we get where we're going.
Exactly, and I agree with you. And the second step to be a spiritual entrepreneur is to see the abundance. You gotta see the abundance. When you're in a state of gratitude, everything becomes when you see a state of gratitude, when you are in a state of gratitude, everything becomes a blessing. Everything. When you are in a state of gratitude, everything becomes a blessing. See the blessing in everything. Count the miracles that you have in your life. Count your blessings. It's not just about money, but it's also about building healthy relationships. How much can I contribute for today? How much can I make a difference? And that is the second step to see the abundance in everything.
Well, that's some great stuff. I guess people are going to have to hold on for just about 2 minutes until we get them the rest of the secrets. But, man, you're rocking. I have a friend that would say you're cooking with grease, Carlos. So stick with us. We're going to have more ways to do what money can't buy. What money can't buy. Carlos is going to be here to talk to us about more of that. Stick with us. And remember, his event. Tell us when the event is, Carlos.
The event is on Monday, True Prosperity at the Sacred Space, which is in Wynwood at 7 p.m. from 7 to 9 p.m. And again, you could check the information at thesacredspacemiami.com.
All right. Well, it sounds like the first ad of our break. So, Regan, rock and roll. We're going to be right back. We're going to have more tips on how to fill your soul with spirituality and put the good energy out to the world, because you know what comes back? The same thing. Regan, rock us.
Every day I
hotspot me there, huh, Carl? Buddy, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you got to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And I know that they, too, sponsor stuff for the Sacred Space, because they are positive energy people, too. With them, it's all about positive energy. I know that. I know Larry's got a fabulous chakra. All right, Warren Henry Lind over Range Rover Infiniti in Chicago. They've got the Audi store in Gainesville, Lamborghini in Broward, and great nameplates in their new store in Key West. And the thing they have in common is that they're all great cars and that they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
Everywhere. Oh my gosh, I'm back. You caught me cross talking to Carlos about we're planning our big dreams for the future, and that's going to be what we're going to talk about after we do some ads. But hey, if your big dreams include real estate financing and you need capital, you call me at 305-773-6300. Not a bad transition, huh? Hey, maybe you're a realtor, you've got clients from all over the world. Well, we have money for them. They want to come buy a condo, we can help them. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a developer and you want to build something and you need some cash. You need it quick. You need to take advantage of that deal. You need to close fast. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because when you call us, only one person makes the decision and we can make that decision the same day. We'll issue a commitment that day and we can close within a week. That's right, within a week. We have a team. They cook like hot grease too, Carlos. So if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I will help you with your special situation loan. Why do you call me at 305-773-6300? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Burger and beer. Two things that go together, like Stanton and home runs. Burger and Beer Fridays are back at Marlins Park. Enjoy a mouth-watering burger paired up with a refreshing craft beer this Friday. Savor this tasty deal starting at just $30, including your admission to the park.
Play ball!
Burger, beer, ball game. That's a home run. To purchase your tickets, visit marlins.com/burger today. Let's play!
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch. Right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, we are back, and we are back, and we are cooking with grease. This is amazing. We're talking about how to bring spirituality and completeness in your life, live a better life, and that helps you make more money, which we all know that's the truth. What goes around comes around is an old adage, and that's all this really is. You know, I do this all the time. I've just helped a young man get a job in Dallas, another guy get a job in San Antonio. And why? Because it's the right thing to do. And so we're back here. We're back here with Carlos Ayrash. Anaya, I'm going to get it right eventually, Carlos. My good friend Carlos, can I say it like that? I only know him as Carlos. Carlos is the marketing partner with the Sacred Space Miami. The Sacred Space is having a big event on Monday. All the proceeds from that event are going to the Vivian's Kidney Fund. Vivian, we're trying to get her a transplant. We're trying to keep her healthy. It's not easy, but we have the benefit of outreach. And Carlos, tell us a little bit about the program we've got. Probably another 3 or 4 minutes.
Yes, we're so excited to present for the first time the Prosperity and Abundance Workshop this coming Monday at the Sacred Space. It's about true prosperity, how to align your visions to have a conscious return on investment, how to create executive minds, how to develop conscious communication, how to develop authentic relationships. That is real prosperity. How do we develop a frequency through the technology of Kundalini, which is the mother of all yogas, which encompasses physical, emotional, mantras, the science of angles and triangles, and it's also sexual energy that translates into creative energy. So I hope I see you this Monday. coming up at 7 p.m. at the Sacred Space Miami in Wynwood.
Now, Carlos, you talked a little bit about how it's great, it's great positive energy, and I've always tried to put that out into the world, and when I do, I get it back. I've had just the most amazing time and renewing things at your events. They've been just absolutely terrific. Do you have any more of those seven things? Do we nail all the seven? Give me a couple more.
Yes, yes. And if you're back and break, well, the first was to think big. The second was to see the abundance in everything that you see, because when you're instead of gratitude, everything becomes a blessing. The third one is to think vision first, and then the resources will come. Think the vision first, and then resources a second. Don't worry about how it will evolve. Don't worry about how it will create. You will attract the right partner in your life if you have the correct vision. And then the resources will come. Don't worry about how much money you have in your bank account. You have the angels, which is the universe, which provide the right connections for you. Again, vision first, and then resources will come second. The fourth step is invest in personal and team development. It's so important to educate yourself, to invest in your personal development, in coaching, in a lot of self-improvement. It's so important to become not only a business maker, but also a person that has values, core values that will get you higher. And also believe in this bigger, that you're bigger than your vision. Some people get so stuck in the ego. And when you have the ego, it kills everything. It kills relationships, friendships, partners. You're bigger than your ego. You're bigger than your vision. If you have a smaller vision than yourself, then you're not thinking enough. You're not thinking big. You must. Your vision has to be bigger than yourself. And those are the five steps. And when you come back, I'll give you the last two steps to be a spiritual entrepreneur.
Yeah, they've got to get those two steps at the event, I think. I think that they need to get to the event. The event, they can register at thesacredspacemiami.com. It's next Monday at 7. All of the funds go to the Vivian Kidney Fund, because we're trying to get Vivian a kidney. It looks like we may be lucky enough to go out of town, but we're not there yet. And if we do go out of town, there's a lot of expenses involved. So you can go to thesacredspace.com. You can register. You can do a walk-in, right?
Yes.
There's walk-ins available, too. Who are the instructors? Real quick, because I've got to go.
Well, the instructor is Natalia Lanza, which is a holistic doctor. She has the Natalia Lanza Clinic in Bal Harbour. She's an amazing Kundalini Level 2 teacher. And is also a great human being who also brought Vivian to ourselves as part of this amazing journey that we're doing. And we're so excited to help Vivian. Again, one of the aspects of prosperity is to be a woman and a man of service. And Vivian has been an angel to really test, to give us the opportunity to serve her and her foundation and her challenges. Because, again, when you're in a state of gratitude and when you become a man of service, that is the real, true prosperity coming into your life.
Carlos, we're going to be good friends. I can't wait to become a more integral part of your situation. I hope you and the Sacred Space will continue to provide us with amazing program. I look forward to doing more remotes from the Sacred Space and to bring this kind of holistic energy to people, because I think it's what's missing in the business community. It's something that's very important. I've been involved very long time with spirituality, and I'm really excited to go to the next level with you and the rest of your team. Natalia is terrific. Carlos, terrific. Nina's terrific. Everybody there's terrific. I want to thank everybody at the Sacred Space. I want to thank our original guests that were brought to us by American Express. I want to make sure that we thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Marlins, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Cafecito, Social Media 305, Espresso Marketing, Lawrence Kids. Of course, I want to thank you, Carlos, for coming today, my spiritual guru here today. Hey, I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show. You can watch this broadcast on Facebook Live and on our feed. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet me, at Jim Fried, at Freedom Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. I'm all over the place. If you missed today's show, it'll be on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, as soon as I can get it up there. This is Jim Fried for Freedom Business. Look for us on 8:00 next Thursday at 6:00. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. That ties into what we talked about. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds the excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Rocket Reagan.